Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Right out of the gate today, I want to tell you about something we're going to do really special that starts tonight. It's Talk to Me Tuesday on... And it's a little added fun. Is this a separate break, or do you want me to talk about this separately?
This is something you can lead with, because I think it's very exciting.
All right. So, as I always ask Rob whenever I'm going to do any kind of promotional announcement, yesterday was a save the date. And if you didn't hear that, that date is November 9th, 8th night, weekend of the 8th night. Do you need music for the background?
I have music.
And I will ask you for music. You start the music, and then I will ask you for type of delivery you request on
Let's stop it here. Right. So this, we're actually rolling tape on this. So
that sounds like retro music, which kind of guides me a certain way.
If, God forbid, something would happen to you, we could rerun this, like Ernie Anderson.
Of course.
Okay. I would like an upbeat but sincere read. Does that make sense?
I'll do my best.
All right. In 3, 2.
And you can, by the way, hold on.
Stop
before we start, you're my producer.
Right.
So here's the way I want to do this.
All right.
And, well, Josh is the executive producer, but you're producing
this. I'm producing this segment.
Segment right now. Yeah. What I'd like you to do is I want you to be completely 100% satisfied with, you know, whatever you're looking for, because I'm not quite sure what it is. So let's
I understand.
See how we go.
And after the session, I'd like for you, I have an office in Laurel. I'd like you to bring a cassette out to me.
You got it. Okay. Thank you, Mr. DeFrancis. That's so inside and so antiquated. That is so decades ago, but it's great. I have to explain it, though, because sometimes I feel an obligation to our
there
listening audience.
There are people who know
that I used to do commercials for Laurel Racecourse.
The Trotters.
The Trotters were Free State. Laurel was the Thoroughbreds.
Okay.
And I used to have to record when I have a company called Chesapeake Recordings. I used to have to put it on cassette, drive it out from the eastern shore of Maryland to Laurel, Maryland, which was about an hour to get out there. And he'd reject it. And then I'd go back, do it again, and then have to bring the cassette out because he was a big client for me.
You wouldn't pay it over the phone for him. Couldn't do that.
And I really thought if I pissed him off, he might put me in the back of a car and take me to the Meadowlands.
Well,
did you ever
family.
Take multiple options so you could sit there and play 4 playbacks for him?
You know, that's a wonderful question, and I'm going to say probably not.
I mean, I know tape was expensive back then.
Yeah, yeah, but I probably didn't do 2 takes because I wanted to really sell the one that I had done, hopefully not having to come back.
No, you leave the other tapes in the car, and then you go out like you record out of your car.
Oh yeah, and just say, "Hey,
I've got
made
a new one for you."
No,
yeah,
that
I've got
didn't
a studio.
Work out.
I've got a studio over by the paddock. I'm going to go record it. All right, Mike. Here's your new direction. I've had time to think about it.
All right.
I want Ernie Anderson if he had never smoked a cigarette.
All right.
All right. In 3, 2.
Here at TMLS World Headquarters.
Too much. Too much. Stop the music. He had smoked cigarettes.
That's
there.
A terrible direction.
Well,
unrewarding.
Meaningless?
Yeah, it's just you came up with that. You know, Ernie Anderson, if he'd never... Ernie Anderson without the rough voice is not Ernie Anderson. You know?
No, I'm talking about the speed of his delivery.
All right, okay.
Okay, in 3, 2...
Here at TMOS World Headquarters, we like to keep things...
No. That's too far away from your regular voice.
Okay.
I like your voice. This is why I hired you.
I appreciate that.
There are so many mumblers and stumblers and bumblers and people. Yeah. You got to sound like you care.
Okay.
If you don't care, you don't think they're going to care, do you?
I got it. Here we go.
Three, two.
Here at TMOS World Headquarters, we like to keep things
quiet. We're closer, but louder. Louder. You want
I was giving you a
attention.
Little Morgan Freeman because I know, is but really I mean, successful.
This is not the subtle spot of a Morgan Freeman. This is more of an excitable spot.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
All right.
And stay away from Matthew
excitable,
McConaughey.
Excitable. I got
too.
It.
Yeah. Excitable. Excitable. In three, two, and.
Whoa! Here at TMOS World Headquarters.
No. That's too much, Edwin. Too much Uncle Cartoon.
You said excitable.
Yeah. Well, that was excited. Right, I wanted excitable.
Okay.
So
right. I'm lost. I don't know.
Okay. We're not seeing eye to eye. Mm-hmm. Okay. How about this? I want you, this is ostensibly a promo, but it's also a commercial of sorts, right?
Okay.
So look, I'm pulling this up. When you read this, do you see this pencil?
Yeah. Sell you that pencil?
Sell me this pencil.
All right. Okay. I'm ready.
In three.
I'm going to try to do it a little more modern, all right?
That's good. You know what? I like, if you're invested, they're
I'll do
invested.
It the way I hear most commercials, the way I hear them nowadays.
Perfect. We want all to right. fit in. Three, two.
Hey, here at TMOS World Headquarters, we like to keep things fresh, you know what I mean?
Stop it.
News.
What did we say about caring? If you don't care,
all right.
they don't care.
I just don't want to make it too, I've gotten direction in the last 10 years that don't make it sound like an announcer.
Yep, and they're all dead. All of those people have died. Mysterious.
Ernie Anderson's dead.
Dead. Don Pardo.
Here at TMOS World Headquarters, we like to keep things fresh.
Okay, this is not a take. Just give me a little Pardo. Don Pardo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
You want me to start?
Yeah, you know what? Let's go ahead and make it a take. You seem into it.
I like Don Pardo. I can run with that. I can run like an open field touchdown.
Three, two.
It's Saturday Night Live.
It's not even the copy.
Here at TMOS World Headquarters, we like to keep things fresh, new, slapping, nifty. That's why I, Mike O'Mara, am proud to debut Talk to Me Tuesday.
Is that good? You're doing great. Don't stop.
Today at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. on the Left Coast, I will be doing a Facebook Live on the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm doing a Facebook Live tonight?
Yeah, at 7 p.m.
Worked so hard for these people. I'll be doing a Facebook Live on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That means
Facebook
you're going to miss a rerun of Wheel, Mike.
It's Prime Wheel.
Watch with you.
Watch you know along. That's a great idea.
Has Seacrest started yet?
No, that won't start till the fall.
Tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern, the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. Get to know me. I will share my thoughts and dreams. Maybe some show and tell. You can ask me anything.
An AME, as it were.
And I might do it from my garage.
Nice!
With me and Jake and the rat that's still alive.
Hold it. What?
Jake did me yesterday.
That's perfect.
If he's still alive, it'll be even better. If he's dead, you'll know what happened.
So are they cohabitating now?
Well, technically. Get to know me!
Get to know him.
From now on, every Tuesday will be a Talk to Me Tuesday. Talk to us, Rob, Josh, Carla, Sergeant Stubby. No, you're not talking to my dog.
But he may show up. You never can
dog
tell.
The dog that is Winslow's new brother and a new addition, an unwelcome new addition to the family.
No, he's welcome. He's beautiful.
Oh, let me pick you up. I'm going to run away.
You know, Mike, when you complain about the dog, that's how you sound.
Yeah, you're right. It's a fun way to stay involved with us and the show. We can't wait to talk to you. We'll provide the fun. You provide the refreshments. Get
to know me, I will be on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. Know it, learn it, live it.
Yes.
This is a naked attempt to drive content on that page so that you will go to it.
And follow and like.
I don't know what I'm doing anymore.
Yeah, you know what happened? Hey, hold on. You fell off the copy.
Yeah, I know.
You fell off the copy. But your read was close.
We can't wait to talk to you. We'll provide the fun. You provide the refreshments on ABC.
Mr.
Get
O'Mara,
to know me.
We'll phone you.
So I do that tonight?
Yes, at 7 p.m. per your request.
I'll be there. I'll be there.
Now, that's 4 o'clock on the left coast. So let's say you're in Reno. You'd want to tune in at 4.
Right. And go ahead and put it on your calendar, because every Tuesday it'll happen.
That's right. Yeah. And you never know who you're going to get.
That's very, very exciting. And it doesn't necessarily have to be any of us. It could be somebody totally different.
Like a political figure.
What?
It could be.
No.
Anybody. Person of note.
That's gonna
happen. Well, no, not like a divisive one. I'm talking like a dog catcher. Like your cousin Teddy. Remember when he was the dog catcher in Maine? He was elected and won?
No, he was not. He did not win his election when he ran for Congress.
No, he did not win dog catcher.
But there's plenty of people affiliated with the show.
Sure.
That could hop on one Tuesday.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I love that whole idea. You know, I've lost weight, but I still have my man tees, and I'm just trying to, I'm very self-conscious because this is a slightly, look at the guns. This is a slightly tighter t-shirt than normal. So I'm going to cover my breasts.
What if you taped them?
Tape the nipples?
Well, yeah, and then maybe an ace bandage around the entire trunk.
I think I might have shingles.
I don't think you do. They're like the most painful thing in the world. You would know if you had shingles.
Are they itchy?
I think they're painful more than itchy. Remember, it made Letterman miss 5 shows. It's
really?
A derivative of the chicken pox.
I don't know a lot about
it. If you've had chicken pox, you can get shingles.
I don't know a lot about it, but there's an area on my body that...
I think we know where it is.
Nice. That has gotten a little
irritated. I've got an area on my body that needs some itching. Baby.
Hey, I'm wearing one of the summer caps that I've got right now. These are so comfy. I love wearing these caps. They're not really what I wear to the golf course. They're what I wear when I'm hanging out, taking my kid to, Haney's down the street for a little brekkie and that type of stuff.
I'd like to see you wear that hat to the golf course.
I would, too.
I could.
You'd fit right in.
I could. I would. I mean, this would be perfectly acceptable at the golf course. And we got them for sale now. And oddly enough, among some of our listeners, we've been informed that of all the colors, we got them black, white, beautiful blue, that the red ones are not flying off the shelves as much as the other one. That's why I'm wearing this right now, to show you how nice it looks. And it's still got its sticker on, the way the kids like to wear them.
Oh, I thought you had the sticker on it so it could possibly be resold.
It's a stupid show. This is such a stupid show.
You really
show.
Do look like it one really of the is. Kids, Mike. Now, tell me about Haney's. It's never been mentioned by name, because I'd remember that.
I give them a plug. It's a local breakfast joint that has been consistent and wonderful since I came down here. We end up always going back there. Michael has been in there since he was an infant, and it's
Haney.
And it's really just straight ahead, little strip mall, and always good. And Michael and I over the weekend rolled in there really late in the day. And we usually would eat there like 8:30 in the morning, some of it.
Right.
We rolled in at 10:30. And I didn't realize that on
morning.
A Sunday, and this is from my old days, the march of the slack jaws coming in at 10:30 in the morning, where they've just awakened. I just, the concept of awakening after 8 a.m.
Well,
is
Mike,
foreign to me.
That's brunch time.
Yeah, well, it was. They were there, and we had a great time. And they've maintained their consistency over the years. So I just
do they do dinner hours, or is it just a breakfast place?
They have breakfast and lunch, and I think that's it.
Okay. Do they have a jukebox?
No.
Oh, that would help bring in.
They
the
have
youngsters.
A separate room that looks like church groups go into.
And you don't go in there with the gemstones?
I went in there one time, and suddenly there were flies. All over the wall.
Plague.
And I heard a sound that said, "Get out." It was wonderful. So yesterday in the household, as I showed you the picture that Josh had of my son and Josh Soroka, who is really, Rob, you will agree, on the ball when it comes to making a reference to the previous day's show, and then he's got it at his fingertips.
Here's that, my counterpoint
on that. That fills me with such incredible joy when I'm doing this show, because he is on it when we are doing this show.
Not only is he on it, Mike, and I was joking when I said counterpoint, because he's fantastic.
I understand.
He loves to say yes, and I'm not accustomed to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Buddy.
We're not going to move forward if it's a bunch of no's.
It's great. So he had the eye. It is not. It is better than yesterday.
Is it darkening?
It is darkening. He is going to baseball camp. Yesterday, it was off not to the sporting goods store, but to the home improvement store to secure some protective eyewear for my son. He is so
like
covered.
Goggles?
He has the goggles. He has the clear glasses, the plastic clear glasses, and he has a pair of sunglasses. Now, this camp is down at the ball yard, so he doesn't go to the school. He goes to the ball yard, and that's where he will be today. And he looks great. Looks like a little pro. Like a little pro in his baseball uniform, but I felt for him. I really
You reminded me of something I haven't thought of in probably 30 years. In fifth grade, I went to school with a guy named Walter Otto. Great name. And
Walter Otto.
Yeah, his last name was a palindrome. And Walt...
Wait, explain to people that don't know what a palindrome is.
It's same forward as backwards. Right. Otto, O-T-T-O. Okay. And he was an okay
Josh,
guy.
Josh, did you notice how he did that with that dismissive tone that he has?
Yeah, everyone it's the knows same what a palindrome
Everybody knows what a palindrome. He likes that.
Yeah.
He's good at that. I did not know... I did not know what a palindrome is.
Step on no pets, a man, a plan, a canal, Panama...
Never,
all of these.
I must have been hungover during that
that
elementary
day?
School
third grade.
So Walt, as he liked to be called, he was a redhead and faced the challenges that some redheads do. He wasn't looked at as cool.
Was the term ginger?
Ginger wasn't a thing then. I think then we just called them child of the devil. And he came into school, and one day he had broken his glasses. And
he had specs too.
Yeah, and he decided not to tape them. I always liked the look of the tape on the bridge of the
nose.
Hit
by the lucky stick, that kid.
So what he wore in for a few days were prescription sport goggles that were held by, and I remember this, a red, white, and blue elastic band. They looked like swimming goggles.
You're giving me a complex because my kid is totally freaked out.
No, but this is not what your kid is wearing.
No,
this
but
is
so on the baseball field, that's accepted.
I think
it's
it is.
It's a little different sitting in a classroom.
Yeah,
there's
I think
plenty
you're
of
right.
baseball players that, I remember Chris Sabo was the guy I always looked at that had the sports goggles.
It had the goggles on. Yeah. It's a, I think it's know, prote- yeah, prevent eye injury is what it is.
If you're you not know. In geometry, it's fine. But I remember one day...
Peter Otto
with his tightly fitting sport goggles. He was a little sweaty because it was recess. And Mark Allmeter looked at him and said, "Look at Walter. He's the goggler." And everyone just...
the cruelty of youth. The cruelty of youth, ladies and gentlemen.
And that name stuck like a post-it to a
goggler.
Board.
That's
the
pretty
goggler.
Damn funny. I would have loved that
nickname.
If I was in school,
yeah,
too.
Anyway, so if Walt Otto is listening, salute. I hope maybe he's had corrective surgery. Like LASIK.
Yeah, the gobbler not to be confused,
the goggler.
The goggler not to be confused with the gobbler.
No, different. You met her, didn't you?
Yeah, wasn't that...
Gladys Potter.
Gladys Potter, the gob nobbler. What was
knob
it called?
Gobbler.
The knob gobbler. Gladys Potter, the knob goggler. I remember
gobbler.
It now.
I believe that's a palindrome.
It could be.
Gladys
Potter.
Potter, the knob gobbler.
Yeah, you have to think she's someone who gobbles knobs.
I get it. All right.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's just a good way to sort it out in your head.
I understand.
And I think that, I don't know if she's with us anymore, but God bless her. She was a great
I don't think
listener.
She is, right?
Yeah. We've lost her. We've lost Green Thumbs. We've lost Foggy Bottom. All of the great ladies. But you know who's still with us?
Who's that?
Kiki K.
Yeah. Very, very good.
Yeah, so
very,
all
very,
the way.
Yeah, she's
TTK.
Very a loyal fan of the
yeah,
show. So
love
we
her.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really feel for my little guy because, you know, he's just had a rough weekend with the eye and all that.
Yeah.
And he's going to baseball. He's excited to see his friends. But what do you do when you got a kid that's staying home and you're the custodial parent and you want to while away some time with him and you mention this movie and we watched it yesterday and I'll throw it out as a quiz for the boys.
All right.
If you want to talk about a swollen eye movie, what would be a swollen eye movie that comes to mind right away?
Got to be something about Mary.
No. Oh, that's that.
Okay.
That's a great answer because now I think about
yeah, but you can't
Woogie.
Show that to your son. You can't
no.
show Woogie to your son.
No, you can't show
I was
Woogie
thinking like Escape from New York.
Or Escape
you know,
from New York.
An eye patch guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not Escape from New York. But
another
I will
great movie to show a youngster, though.
So think swollen eye and think vintage classic films. Think
Elephant Man.
No.
My Girl with the Bee Sting.
Oh, that's good.
No,
that kills
that's
him.
Election, another movie with a bee sting.
Yeah.
Which is,
Color, black and white.
Color.
Okay.
And I can't give a hint because if I give one hint, you're going to know what it is.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you've got
to do it this way.
All right.
What causes one's eye to swell?
Oh, a hit to the face. Is it Rocky?
Rob Spiewak, congratulations. That is it. Watched Rocky because we're driving in the car yesterday morning. We were going to breakfast,
mm-hmm.
and he says, I said, well, you know what? We could be like Rocky, and you could say, cut me, Mick. And he said, Dad, what are you talking about? I said, there's a scene where Rocky's eye gets so swollen, and he can't see out of it, and he asks his trainer to cut the eye so that it'll take the swelling down.
Right.
And Michael latched onto that like nobody's business. And we're watching Rocky, and not once, not twice, three times during the movie, he says, when's the scene come where he cuts him? And that's all my little vampire wanted to see was that scene. And that's a nasty scene, if you remember
it,
because the
movie.
Blood spurts out, and then it's like...
You know, there's another Rocky with a swollen eye, and that's Mask, which is the story of Rocky Dennis.
Rocky Dennis was the kid with the facial deformity.
Right, and Cher was in it, and Sam Elliott as well.
And Cher at her absolute pinnacle movie sexiness in that movie. Good movie, actually. Mask
great
was
movie.
A really good movie
don't
as far as I was concerned.
Don't confuse it with The Mask, because
The Mask, which
themes.
Is not a good movie.
Well, I don't like Jim Carrey very much.
Well, no, but Cameron Diaz in that particular movie. One
of
her first efforts.
You can get
pictures
of her and not have to deal with it.
She's
that was her
absolutely
debut.
Smoking in that particular movie. So we watched Rocky, and we get to the thing about Rocky. Did you know that in the original Rocky, one would think, because I hadn't seen it in decades.
Right, 76, I think.
You would think that Rocky would be the victor at the end of that movie. He's not. The decision goes to Apollo Creed, and it's kind of muddled at the very end.
It is, but I think it's one of the reasons why it landed with America so well at the time, because it was so unexpected. Of course, he turned it around right away in Rocky II.
Yeah.
He turned it into a very trope-filled movie of a victor.
Are you a fan of the franchise?
I actually was at the Power 105 premiere of Rocky IV.
Really?
Yeah.
Rocky IV. There were five of them, right? Were there four or five of them?
I think if you go into like the other ones, there's even more.
Yeah, if you count like, and Balboa.
Yeah.
Were you a Rocky fan, Josh? Did you like the Rocky movies?
I mean, I've seen them. It's been years.
Yeah, so it's a long time.
It didn't stand out. Did Michael enjoy it? Because my 10-year-old... also asked me this weekend who Rocky was.
And he loved every minute of it. He was riveted.
Okay.
The way you base it with a 10-year-old is, I'm sure you know, it's just, are they not wanting to go to their room and play on a computer? That's how you know that you're holding their interest. And he stuck with it the whole time. And I think, he could
relate. What did he do when he drank the eggs?
He loved that scene. He loved it. And I said, Michael, he really did that in the movie. That is not a special effect. He is really drinking those eggs. And that is, you can tell that Sylvester Stallone, and by the way, if you haven't seen, there are plenty of people, I'm sure, that are, I mean, that's an ancient movie.
It's 50 years old almost.
It's so. 50 years old. And that movie, he drinks raw eggs getting ready for training.
And has two fish that are named?
Turtles.
Turtles. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. And their name?
Adrian. And by the way,
Cuff and Link.
Is it Shalya Tyre? Is that
Talia
her name?
Talia Shire.
Shalya Tyre. I don't remember. It's a weird name. Talia Shire.
Is it Mergis Baradith?
Come on, Mick. You've been fighting tomato cans all your life. There you go.
I like Yurt Bung. All the
Yurt great Bung. Yurt Bung is the winner. Another dead actor.
Yeah, but a great one.
There are six Rocky movies.
Wow.
And the fourth Creed movie is being worked on now.
So 10 in total. Wow.
Yeah.
And Carl Weathers is no longer with us.
Warl Kethers.
He's going to bust my balls on that forever. It's Talia Shire.
Not right? Shalya Tyre.
Talia
Shire. Which is where, actually, if you want to get a spin balance and rotation, they're great. Go to Shalya Tyre.
I think she is so adorable in that movie. I really do. I think she's beautiful in her own way. She's much more beautiful than she was in the Godfather films. Did the Godfather movies predate the Rocky movies?
I think they did. And two did. Yeah, because I think it's 76 for Rocky.
Okay.
72 right. And 4 for Godfather.
I would love to know if the Godfather 2 Part 2 came out before or after the original Rocky. That's
I know
I
it came
like
out after the original Godfather.
74 for Godfather 2, 76 for Rocky.
He's in full ass mode now that I've gotten the backwards names. Yurt
Well, if you've
Bung.
Never seen Yurt. The What?
Yurt Bung.
If you've never seen The Fodgather, it is excellent, especially Brarlamando.
Yurt Bung.
Yurt Bung is pretty
That's
great.
Killed me. That'll be with me for the week. Yurt Bung. It's just what a great name. Anyhow, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm talking about Rocky.
And so both Godfathers preceded Rocky.
Here's the thing. When I was younger, I didn't care for the Rocky franchise.
Why?
I thought it was obvious. I thought it was simplistic. And
well, the first one is far from obvious. You admitted it yourself because he loses.
Well, but the whole I also seem to remember thinking the fight scenes weren't that great. And when I look back on them now, I think for that day, they did a pretty decent job. They did a decent job until Rocky really gets beaten up. And then physically, I think he overdoes it a little bit, you know,
maybe.
Where he's staggering around. It's Hollywood.
The amazing score, not just the song that everybody
knows. Oh, the amazing
knows.
Score, yeah. And now they have a statue to the guy in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You know?
So I think, and that's a beautiful town.
It is. We loved it. We loved
yeah,
it
we
more than any
did.
City in America. Absolutely.
But yeah, I'm surprised. Maybe it was too bandwagon-y for you to get on at the time, because it was
yeah,
a big deal.
I have a history of movies that were wildly hyped and wildly overblown that I really don't go along with the crowd. Forrest Gump is another one that I hated.
I was going to say, Mike, I got extraordinary validation for you this very week. I was listening to a podcast.
Yes.
And the subject of Forrest Gump came up, and someone said, and that was Best Picture that year. And there was a full 3-second pause, and the host went, what were we thinking?
Yeah.
Best Picture?
The thing with Forrest Gump, it's highly entertaining.
Great
the
music.
Characterization of Tom Hanks, highly entertaining. What loses me with Forrest Gump is the plot structure that he happens to be in so many places where a moment of pop culture history pops in. Like S Happens was the one that I couldn't.
That lost me. And also, I mean, if you're going to do that, focus on that, but don't try to incorporate a love story. There's so much going on that doesn't jive with.
Well, the love story works for me. I like
but
the fact that.
But it doesn't jive with all the other stuff, though.
Oh, now see, the love story is, you know, the stuff.
If they had focused on the love story, then you got a movie, I think.
Well, the bad CGI in its infancy, where they're doing Johnson and Kennedy with their lips moving and all of that.
He was on the Dick Cavett show with John Lennon.
It's okay. And once again, though, a score that is spectacular. That I used for my mom's 80th birthday tribute that I did when I did her bio, and I interviewed her up in Maine, and I look back on that. You don't know that?
No, I didn't know you used that. You didn't go with my suggestion.
Oh, you didn't. You knew I did the video, but yeah, I went back and the end where the feather is floating up. I do a montage of a video with her, and
you didn't go with my suggestion because I remember when you were doing it and you said you wanted music. I said, "Have you listened to Saw 2?"
Yeah, or Thunderstruck.
Both great.
What I was going to. So Rocky, he loved it. He loved every minute
that's
of it,
good.
And he's off to baseball camp.
Does he want to watch
just 3 hours?
Now? Does he want to watch Rocky 2 now?
Well, if he does, he's going to watch it on his own because I like it, but I didn't love it.
Skip to four because it's got James Brown in it.
Is that Living in America?
It's such a great scene.
Is that Living in America? Yep. Where mm-hmm. Okay, all right, very good.
And yeah.
How many
Creed
eggs
dancing?
before baseball camp?
He did not pull. As a matter of fact, as we were told by the nurse practitioner when he went to the ER, that the morning will be the tough time because it swells up overnight. And so today was no exception. So we were icing the eye again, and it's slowly, much slower than I would like, but it is getting better, and the swelling's going down.
Would the swelling benefit overnight if you elevated the head of his bed?
He does elevate, and that is one of the recommendations, doctor. Very good. That's one of the recommendations, that you elevate your head as much as you can. And so he's off to camp, and then I'll pick him up later
on this afternoon. I sleep on a reclining board.
And when does social services visit?
Rob is not – I don't want to freak anybody out here. Don't. And this might get me in trouble.
My life is an open book. Go. I don't want to brag.
The bottom line is Rob is in no imminent danger. I just want to make that really clear.
You.
But he is regularly seen just in case by a hospice nurse.
Yeah.
Just to make sure. So
he has a
hospital bed. That's what he sleeps in now, a hospital bed.
The last thing you want when the end is close is some stranger walking into your house. So I've made a friendship with a lot of the hospice visitors.
Absolutely.
And they'll come and they'll test me cognitively, and they'll make sure the bed's in good. Those beds need.
There's not a week that has gone by since Rob got sick where someone doesn't stop by the house in the afternoon and ask him to wiggle his fingers.
Yep. And they. Can you feel this, they say?
Now, they don't put the needle in your foot anymore, do they?
No. As a matter of fact, I took a shower the other day, and there was three left in there. And I said, come on, guys.
Yeah.
And those beds require constant maintenance.
Oh, stop.
They stop by, and they oil the gears. They bring the gate up and lose it down.
Let's move on. We've got a wonderful
reinforce the catheter hook
coming up. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take a break when we come back. Yes, we are. Most goddamn definitely we are. When we come back, more fun. Later on in the show, condiments and going to see your local fireworks display.
Uh-huh.
What a pain in the ass. We're going to be chock-a-block today, ladies and gentlemen, with fun and frivolity. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hey there. How would you like to see the Mike O'Mara Show as it happens?
You are looking live.
Live.
And we'll do it live.
All live.
Live. In living color.
You can. Every Monday through Thursday.
It's 8:15 a.m. Time for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Just go to YouTube and watch the hijinks unfold before your very eyes.
Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, come in from the lawn. This is one you won't want to miss.
Subscribe, tap the bell, and you're in business. TMOS on YouTube. It's the greatest technological breakthrough since Betamax. And it's only from
the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Jim Amato. We appreciate that. Did you know Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? You might want to ask yourself the question, why?
Why?
Because laws dating back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins. That's crazy. So listen up. This podcast is sponsored by one of my favorite companies, Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. So this weekend, if you provide the blue, Naked Wines will send the red and the white. I have no idea what that means. Go
because
to Naked
Red, White, and Blue for 4th of July.
If you provide the blue. Blue Steel. Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS and click enter voucher in the top right when you get to the website. Then enter TMOS for both the code and password. Get yourself some nice wine. Do it today. Get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's $100 off and less than $7 a bottle. Nakedwines.com/TMOS and use the code and password TMOS to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. Nakedwines.com/TMOS, code and password TMOS for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Cheers, everybody. Look what floated into my hand here. We start today
content.
On the roundtable, ladies and gentlemen, with the producers of Sunday night's BET Awards. They made the very questionable call to include O.J. Simpson in their memoriam segment. As you can imagine, the families of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman did not agree with that choice.
Of course.
Ron's father, Fred Goldman, here's his quote. He said, "I think they shouldn't include anyone of that caliber. A wife beater, murderer. I can't imagine why they would include someone like that." It's really just, it's such a sad time in our history, that whole debacle. And the families are so, it just gives you a real perspective on the open wound of losing someone to violent death and losing, a child. It really does. Because Fred Goldman forever is a walking open wound. He is. So he's pissed. Nicole's sister Tanya said, quote, "It's inappropriate to give an abuser and murderer recognition. Whoever thought of doing that owes every domestic violence victim an apology. And that's including our family. And they should be fired." And I agree. I do. That's it. There's no way around that. Not lots of fun. This is fun. Much more fun. Kevin Dillon. You remember Kevin Dillon from Entourage?
Entourage. Yeah. Matt Dillon's brother. Yes.
He got in the less talented brother.
Says you.
He got into a minor fender bender when his Tesla stopped unexpectedly at a drive-through car wash in L.A. Now that alone is not funny.
That's a pretty Los Angeles story.
This is the funny part. The car was in neutral. As you know, when you go into an automatic car wash, you put your car in neutral. Going through the wash, when Kevin apparently lifted his butt off the seat, which triggered an automatic braking mechanism in the Tesla and stopped a car. It stopped a car. The car behind Kevin rear-ended him. And the next two cars did the same. Damage to the vehicles, minimal, but one person complained of discomfort at the speed of a car wash. That's looking for the payday, right?
And also, when you get rear-ended, you're the one that gets the discomfort, not the person who hits you.
The electric cars are laden with tech. They are. And the tech on a Tesla apparently will put the brake on automatically if you lift off the seat. I'm guessing to break wind or some intense scratching, sure.
It's because if you get out of the car and you forget to secure your car, it doesn't roll away.
Right. And he probably was just reaching into the back seat.
He might have been.
Yeah,
but he
Matt
lifted his butt up.
Matt might have been in the back seat and he's saying, "Hey, are you okay?"
Hey, Matt, I can't do it. You know? Right before the show today, I was trying to come up with a Kevin Dillon.
I think that some of your other impressions will prove more useful than Kevin Dillon.
Police determined the accident was Kevin's fault. I've been through one of these. I know how that works. The person at fault is the person that,
Yeah, but you weren't in the car. You didn't have an accident in a car wash.
No, I did not. No, no. I had an accident, you know, on a 70-mile-an-hour highway.
Is the car wash not liable for their little conveyor belt not stopping?
Oh, I bet that's going to be examined.
Not because quite sure.
Isn't that what's dragging the other cars into him?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, probably that's what did it. But the car wash that I go to down here, police determined it was Kevin's fault, even a sign in this particular car wash warning Tesla owners against sudden seat movements. So they know about it. It's happened before. Yeah. The whole reason for this story is I wanted to ask Rob.
Yeah.
Rob, the car wash that I go to now has been gobbled up by a car wash conglomerate in the state of Florida. I believe there are maybe 40 locations of this particular chain, and they changed the name of mine, and it is a perhaps overly simplified name for the car wash that that flows very nicely down here in Florida. And I think you will love the name of this car wash that is based on the Spanish language.
Oh,
more than anyway. Do you happen to know what that? Would you like to hazard a guess at what the?
Let's see.
Just think simple and Spanish. If you were going to think of
aqua car,
wrong.
Aqua car.
Too elaborate.
Oh, okay. I give up. I don't speak
Spanish. I will give you a hint. You make this joke about everything when it has to do with the Spanish language.
Oh, gosh.
I know it's tough. I'm doing a lot of quizzing for you today.
It is.
But you normally get it. And I know it's difficult because I wouldn't think in that realm, too. But if Rob Spiewak.
El Wash. Is that right?
El Car Wash.
El Car Wash.
Look it up, Josh. I know you'll get a logo. El Car Wash. Is the name of my car wash. I'm one of the monthly guys because it's cheaper.
I did not take Spanish, but I can translate that. It means the car wash.
The car wash. That's I swear to God. And it's, by the way, they're fantastic.
I'm sure they are.
They sweep in and take over these car washes and they turn them into a better experience.
Yeah,
and you can go with your pass. You can go to all 40 of them. So wherever you are in the state, you can go to the...
And that's what you're planning to do this summer?
There it is, Rob. Car Wash,
that's the one
baby.
In Melbourne, Florida, Mike.
That's Melbourne. Yep,
yeah,
absolutely.
It's on 3620 El Car Wash Road.
I
just know this, Mike.
That.
At my car wash, the boss don't care if sometimes you play the fool.
At the car wash, man. The fifth and final season of Stranger Things, I know you love this show.
Stranger Things.
It will be 8 episodes long, but they will be long episodes. Maya Hawke, you know her as Robin, she says, quote, "We're making basically 8 movies." Are you going to tune in for this? Do you think it's worthwhile?
I will watch it. And here
four?
Is Maya Hawke right here.
Oh, you got to give him that Hawk too.
Oh, that's Hawk 2, not Maya.
The Hawk 2 girl that's getting way too much press.
We'll see her
season
later.
Season 4 and season 5 are very connected. I might reconnect with Stranger Things for the final season. We'll see what happens.
It was, you know what? It's not as fun as it started out to be. I'll give it that. And I always like the fact that they cast what I called at the time Spielberg quality.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.
Kids in it. They kids get. That seemed like real kids that are now all like 35. My, so it's not as much fun anymore.
Do you know Robin? Do you know her character? Do you know who
yeah,
we're talking
Howard's,
about
Yeah, she's Howard's sidekick in that show.
Hi, Robin. Robin.
Howard.
I am Mia.
Oh, Howard. she says our showrunners, Matt and Ross Duffer, take a lot of responsibility. They are very intense and serious about the quality of the continued writing, and so it takes a long time to write each season and a long time to shoot them. That's a good tease. Stranger Things season 5 expected to come out sometime next year. Yeah, I'm okay if it's worthwhile. If it's good,
I'll look at
you know,
it. I'll
why
look
not?
At it.
I don't care about that. We've talked about depression. We've talked about antidepressants on this show. And I felt like this was necessary because life is more complicated. Life is more difficult. A lot of people are on these meds. Lexapro, Paxil, Cymbalta. Apparently, they carry a higher risk of packing on the pounds than Zoloft. While Wellbutrin users are less likely to gain weight, according to a new study.
Oh, so mine cancel out.
Let's see.
Because I've got one of the bad ones and one of the good ones, so I'm going to just...
You have the cocktail is normally Lexapro and Wellbutrin.
That's what I'm on, yeah. And I don't like to call it a cocktail. Just, you know.
Sorry.
That's right.
Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare.
Do they spell Pilgrim with two L's?
No, they do not. The HPHCI researchers analyzed the weights of more than 183,000 adult antidepressant users 6 months, a year, and 2 years after they started taking them. Data from taking Celexa, Lexapro, Prozac, Paxil, Wellbutrin, Cymbalta, and Effexor, that one?
Yeah.
Compared to Zoloft, which is the most prescribed antidepressant. At 6 months, Lexapro, Paxil, and Cymbalta users were 10% to 15% more likely to gain at least 5% of their starting weight than Zoloft consumers. Anyway, like I've always said, though, regarding this, if you really don't want, you want to keep the pounds off and feel better, heroin. It's old school, you know?
Yeah,
it's
it
old
works,
school.
Though. It always
and
has.
You won't be depressed. You won't be conscious, but you won't be depressed either. So knock yourselves out, ladies and gentlemen.
And it might cost you some money, Mike, in long sleeve shirts.
Oh, you left out a lot of stuff. Yeah. Life is complicated.
I would love to know. Do you know
I believe in it.
Anywhere in that story the percentage of how many adults are on mood altering medications?
I would venture to say that haven't we had controversy about overprescribing medications? But as far as mental health is concerned, I don't think that they are dangerous. And I think that if they help people to get through the day a little bit better, all I know is through the help of modern medicine, as opposed to being a 50% of the time road rager, I'm now probably a 10% of the time road rager. There was a pickup truck that almost removed the front bumper of my car. I have been through a recent totaled accident, and I am a little more sensitive to those moments now, and I get a little freaked out. I get, I don't know how long, and I'm being serious now, I don't know how long it's going to last, this, and I believe PTSD is overused, but how long this... this reaction to my accident is going to last me.
It can't last very long, Mike. I mean, let's say, for example, you are in a really miserable job. That goes away. That PTSD goes away.
I have dreams.
So do
now.
I
have dreams about impact. I do. And it's horrible. if the worst thing for me now is not on a highway, oddly enough. I've been on that super slab where I got in the accident. The thing for me are people, and it's probably always bothered me, people that shoot out from the side roads that just, you know they're going to stop. But you don't know they're going to stop. And so when they're coming down at 70 miles an hour and, you know, sticking their nose out in the middle of the highway, it kind of freaks me out.
Yeah, but I hate imported cars.
Thank you, Rob. Rob, you drive an imported car.
What's that?
16% of Americans in 2020 were on drugs.
I bet it's up and higher now.
I don't have the latest stats, but they said that it went up, especially in young people during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay, I get
both
that.
Both my kids.
How many, can you get the statistic for how many employees of El Car Wash are on antidepressants? We'll have to check that one out. Let's move on for the final story here.
It's better than digging a ditch.
It is indeed. The world needs ditch diggers too, Danny.
Danny.
I'd like to come over and mow my lawn. I christened thee the flying wasp.
Yeah, you get a head like that, you buy a head like that, you get a free bowl of soup. Hey, Wang, it's a parking lot. Come on in here. Anyway, there's no gambling at Bushwood, sir, and I never slice.
Bishop Pickering.
You!
Bishop Pickering, you've had enough.
There is no God.
It's a brief recap of the entire screenplay of Caddyshack, ladies and gentlemen. Finally today, a new survey
yes,
Mr. Douglas.
You see, you get that from eating at Haney's.
Boy, sometimes, you know, I've resisted the urge to bring in my latest Joe Biden impression, but don't think it won't be coming down the pike somewhere.
You know? Could you do a thing where he talks to Kevin Dillon?
Hey, Kevin. Kevin.
Stop it.
Kevin, get your ass back on the seat.
All right, let me try this. A new survey of 2,000 adults, half of whom are in a relationship, revealed 69% of Americans say the simple act of seeing their partner clean, and that isn't washed clean, that is cleaning, is a turn-on.
Yeah.
The data shows that when it comes to relationships, it's the little things that count. Gen Z and millennials would rather receive the gift of a clean house, 17%, than an expensive gift, 11%. That stuns me. I would think the gift would win. You're not going to get anybody to clean your house, right?
Well, the thing is I can imagine
do it yourself.
It would be a turn on if I ever saw it. But I can only theorize.
We'll get to that. Calm down. All right. You're included in this story, of course.
Thank you.
And who needs flowers when mopping the floor may just do the trick? Twice the number of women find the smell of a clean home more appealing than those who prefer the smell of flowers. I'm with that. When I walk into a clean house, there's nothing like it.
The smell of Fabuloso. It's a great cleaning product.
And it's more evidence why Rob Spiewak will be named the sexiest man of the year because he keeps such a clean house.
Mike, you have said it in the past. I will someday make someone a wonderful wife.
He will, Josh, he will answer this question for me. Rob, what product do you use when you clean your tile or hardwood floors?
There is a special Joy product that I use. It's a squirt, and it's great.
I use pine salt.
No scratches.
I use some purple liquid.
That's Fabuloso.
Or grape soda.
I have no idea what it's called. But yeah, it's purple.
You'd remember Fabuloso.
It's
we should get them as a client. They use it at the car wash. That's the only soap that they use. Anyway, we got to take a break.
We have a commercial to do.
We have a commercial. Yes. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, save the date.
Yes.
You heard me. Oyez, oyez, oyez. It very well may behoove you to look at your calendar and get a pen and mark November 9th on it. Write these words. Save the date. STD. Oh, and while you're at it, go ahead and save November 8th and November 10th. These days are what we like to call nine-adjacent. Nine-jacent.
Nine-adjacent.
Why? Nine-jacent.
No, nine-adjacent.
I know. I'm just fooling you. Why should you save these dates? Don't be nosy. Just set those days aside and get ready. We have a rather massive announcement for you next Monday, July 8th, on this very show here. So save the date. of July 8. Details await to reveal your fate. Remember, all of this will become crystal clear. Clear as crystal. Are we clear?
Crystal.
Son, I live 2 week. I live on the wall. You need me on that calendar. You need me on that calendar.
But you live 2 weeks away, Colonel.
I don't know what's going on. Until then, block off Saturday, November 9th. This is your one job. Don't blow it. We'll take care of the rest. You can't handle the calendar. I don't know what I'm doing today. I'm a little
goofy. Want to remind everyone also, in addition to saving the date, make sure you're up to date on all your vaccinations.
Please.
Please.
Please, please, please. Fireworks. I have been invited to my mother-in-law's place for a cookout.
Fun.
I am going to a parade where friends of ours, kids, are going to be in a parade. So we're going to go all the way down to the beach for that and get there extra early. I say this because the two activities do not include what I really wanted to do this year, and that was attend a real fireworks display and not just, you know, not just go over to the side of the road and look all over the area. By the way, it is South Florida, so, I mean, it's
everywhere.
I imagine
you could do that most any night.
But I really, really, really wanted to go see the biggies, the ones they have down at the beach, and I don't think that's going to be happening right now, and, are they? Can I ask you, Rob? You've attended more, and I know you sit on your porch every year.
Well, yeah, because I can see. I have a perfect view of the county fireworks from my porch. Didn't know.
So
when
you
I
don't.
The
you
house.
Never have to get in a car and no. drive and do all that. We had them like 10 minutes from the house back in the day, where before they built like 10 apartment complex, which is the overbuilding of South Florida. Josh, do you drive to see any major displays where you are in Florida?
No, I did when I was in Maryland. I went to Baltimore before. I went to D.C. Annapolis has a good display. But in Florida, no, you just look out your window. Everyone's shooting them off.
It's true, but that's why I want to go somewhere. I want to go to see the biggie.
You can't do it in D.C. anymore. I'm sorry, Josh.
Yeah, it's too crowded. I moved to Florida on July 1st. And on July 4th, I was living out of a hotel by myself while looking for a place for the family. And my introduction to Florida was guys in the hotel room next to me shooting fireworks out the door.
That's
couldn't even take the fireworks outside.
That's when you really knew you
everywhere
were in Florida.
In Florida now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Best time I ever did it. And
there's
I've
a theme to Josh's life at that particular point too.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of the saddest music I could find right now. The idea of him living in a hotel.
I'm talking about when
you moved into the hotel.
Right.
That was kind of sad. I've kind of been there, Josh, so I know what you're talking about.
I've been downtown a couple times. If you think you can navigate the crowds and like find some place to be at the Lincoln Memorial, you're fooling yourself. The days of hauling an old couch down there and sitting on the mall and then leaving the couch behind, you'll get arrested for that.
Yeah, you can't do that
anymore. But that used to be a thing. The best time I ever did it, back in the WJFK days, Jim McClure had an apartment across from the National Cathedral. And because of that, the National Cathedral is on the highest elevation in the city. They wanted it to be prominent. That's why they chose
And beautiful location, too. Yes. You do get a view of the city, which is great.
But Jimmy, I got there to his house at like 1 o'clock. We came in the back way. We came up Canal Road, so we didn't have to deal with all the people on the parkway or the beltway or anything. And at 9 o'clock, we went out to dinner, came back to his place, and at a little after 9, we went up to the roof of his house, of his apartment house.
Awesome.
And it was like they put on a show for me. And if you can find a place like that to do it,
I think many
the only
people
way I would go to it.
On the Magic Box on television have watched the D.C. fireworks.
They are put on National Fourth, TV. Mike.
Capital
this
Fourth.
Year has Alfonso Ribeiro.
The thing about the 4th of July in D.C. is they do it on the Potomac River. Mm-hmm. That's where it's done, and that's where the display is. And so I had a buddy that had a boat that it was a big enough boat where he put tons of people on it. We roared up the river on a 44-foot, I remember it was a Regal, and we were in the back of this boat, and the fireworks went off, and to see them from the river was absolutely incredible.
Stunning.
However, at the conclusion, and these are DC people ultimately, and DC people are the kind of people that it doesn't matter the sporting event, they will leave an hour before the game is over, even if it's like coming down to the wire. They don't care. Getting home and beating traffic is the priority in Washington, D.C. It's the same thing with boats. I have never felt more terrified on the water in my life. And I have been in lots of weird situations on the water before. This was every boat. I'm talking 60-foot boats, 19-foot runabouts, cruisers, speedboats, everything, everybody flooring it to get out of the Potomac River and to get up the river to wherever they were going. And it was like a hurricane. That's the waves.
Would you have been okay if you had just stayed anchored for 2 hours and let them get away from you? Or
God, that's a tie. We would have bounced all over hell and back. We would have bounced, and we had he had a larger boat, but it didn't matter. This boat was bouncing like a top in the water. It was terrifying. So absolutely terrifying. But the fireworks are, you know, they're a thing that you do. And the D.C. fireworks are a huge television event where people
get to
see them, you know.
And I'm considering maybe not this year, but if I ever have one where all four kids happen to be all four of us happen to be home, I might go to it's at Idalee Park, which is a rec center. And it's literally a walking distance from my house. And it would be fun to, I mean, it's like
maybe you can really take the chance and do that if everything's right, like all of your kids are home. And
well, I don't want to just go by myself. And you know, Carrie won't go with just me.
Such a shut-in. It's within walking distance of your house, and you still don't go.
Well,
I wish I had a place that was in walking distance. Live a little, buddy. Live a little. Would your wife go with you this year? Would she go?
She's probably not. No. I mean, I don't know. I've been beaten down for so many years. But let me offer this.
Do a Facebook Live. That's a good
idea. I want to offer this to all of our proud American listeners.
Fourth of July. Hey, this is Luke Bryan wishing you a very happy 4th of July.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Thank you, Luke. We appreciate that. Hey, we got to take a break.
When we come back,
Rob, is it the 80% challenge or is it the DC crime spree?
Let's talk about the crime spree.
I love to hear about good crime sprees. There's nothing like that. Spree. I think that used to be a
candy
store.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Come back with more. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk about the weight loss. I lost over 80 pounds, never felt better with DermGlow. Even on vacation, it's a cinch. And now it is cheaper and easier than ever. We're talking lower prices and faster shipping. Go to DermGlowSkin.com. They offer medical weight loss with semaglutide or tirzepatide, and it's delivered straight to your door. It's in my refrigerator as we speak. And today is the day. We call it Injection Day in the O'Mara household. It's the real deal.
Do it on your Facebook Live.
I might very well do that. Thanks for the suggestion. I appreciate that, ass. And no insurance is needed. Get excited and feel like yourself again. Lose 15 to leave your house and go see the fireworks. Lose 15 to 26% of your weight from the comfort of your couch. Just go to DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, take the quiz, and qualify. Real results, real fast, and lower prices than ever. Stop the food noise and reclaim your true self. And now ask about raising your testosterone and balancing your hormones. Reach out to Carla. I'm married to her. Any inquiries you have, she's dedicated to assisting you. DermGlowSkin.com with the lowest prices ever. Let's go. You know, most cities are experiencing some problems with people on the street. And I think the statistics as far as crime have been manipulated to a degree, and you're not always getting the honest answer. But when there's a specific crime that happens, sometimes it's more interesting than other times, correct?
Yeah, and I like the actions that are sometimes taken. However, I don't like this action. Now, Mike, as you know, when we were back in our Georgetown studios at the we were on Wisconsin Avenue there.
Wisconsin Avenue, right across from the fabulous strip joint known as Good Guys.
We were.
Come on, everybody. Come Let's on. Go. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Charlie.
We were
intimately familiar with the CVS there, because not only did we steal parking, but we shopped there a lot, and we actually found human waste on their parking deck. It was a great relationship.
This is a tasty burger.
That was not a tasty burger.
Sorry about that. My fingers.
Well, there is a CVS in Silver Spring that when they interviewed the people around it, they just called it the free store. Because people would go in, the whole store would be attended to by two lady checkers, and they'd take whatever they want and walk out. It was just, that was the reputation. Did you ever see there was pictures that went viral a year and a half ago or something of a store that was totally devoid of paper towels and toilet paper? That was this Silver Spring CVS.
You know, and it's your favorite store, and it's a store that I am fond of as well. And they have, years ago, solved the problem of theft control by putting someone at the door.
Yeah. That's
period.
All you need to do. Yeah.
And Walmart CVS tried to do it where they would ask, and it was so infringing and stuff. You make it SOP. I think
it's
ultimately.
It's great at Costco. I don't mind it at Costco.
They are allowed to do it. They are allowed to do it because it is a club.
That's right.
And you have to have a membership. I think that if this does get to epidemic proportions, the only way. I think I'm right about this, that you can prevent loss by having a person check every receipt at the door is to make it a club. You're not allowed to do it.
The CVS club?
But do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. They can make their own. Their
Costco
own
can do it because they're
Sam's
a club.
Can you have do to, it.
Right.
They
we
can
probably,
make their own.
We probably
rules.
All agreed to that when we signed up to buy the membership. Yep.
Exactly. And I think that if it's an area. You know, you give people a free membership. They need a card to get in. That's it.
Yep.
And then you check every, will it cost them more? Probably not nearly as much as it would cost them for the theft that they, yeah. that, with the stuff that they
a
lose.
A lot of places they've put, of course, we remember razors are under lock and key now.
Yeah.
Laundry detergent, paper products.
Cologne. Well,
cologne, and I know
my son's into cologne now. I mean, he's ridiculously into cologne now. I love it. It's cute.
But Silver Spring is a suburb of Washington, D.C., and a pretty affluent one. And so I found this wacky. We used to buy a lot of refrigerated items at our CVS in Georgetown.
But is it affluent?
What? Silver Spring? I think so, don't you think, as a rule?
But is it affluent or affluent?
Oh, gosh. Affluent, affluent. I don't know. I'll look it up. I'll find out in a moment. But
I'm just wondering, when we have words like that and you say affluent, I just wonder if I'm wrong or right, because I don't have any evidence to prove whether I'm right or wrong.
Let me see what dictionary says.
I think.
I have a dictionary in my pocket. Affluent. It's affluent. The accent is on the A. Affluent.
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 So not affluent.
No, you're right. Affluent. So it's a pretty
schedule.
Affluent. Yurt bung.
Words are what we do.
Words are hard.
Hey, Josh, you know how I can stop him when he's doing something like this by this? Anyway, go ahead. Continue. I'm sorry. I apologize. All right. What are they doing?
So the CVS was a great source for us when we were in Georgetown, but this Silver Spring CVS has now put the entire refrigerated section under lock and key.
So
and if you
sad.
Want to buy a cold water, a single soda, milk, anything, you have to hit a button, or as some people say, a button, to have a clerk come over and open it for you.
It just seems to me
a soda.
You know, but that is the way of the world. Theft prevention has become such a part of retail. People, human beings steal.
Yep.
People steal. And you say, well, get it online. People steal stuff off your porch. There's a whole channel of videos of porch pirates that they're coming by and they're dealing with this. I think that you don't hear about it in the cost company. You don't. You just no. they solved the problem. They're the only retailer that does it. They tried to do it at Walmart and they figured out that you're not a club member, so you're not allowed to, you know, check my receipt. But I have no idea.
But Costco has always been years ahead of everybody. They just know what they're doing.
That's overstating it, I think, to a degree.
Well, I thought
you just said how great they are.
I think they've also been too nice about calling it loss prevention instead of just being honest that it's theft.
Yeah.
And that we've lost $2 million to thieves. Yeah. Or whatever it is.
It's too soft. It's soft language, like George Carlin used to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, loss prevention. You're stealing. You're stealing, ass. You know?
Mike, this CVS has said that at lunchtime, there are lines at the refrigerated section to get something to drink. A line. And it used to be to pick it up.
It's the people who ruined it for everybody.
Yes.
And this is my solution. Reopen the refrigerated case with the beverages and just inside the cap, put little dye packets. If you steal the soda and you get like 10 miles away from the store,
it explodes.
I'm making it up as I'm going. It explodes,
yeah.
Covering you with dye. You know?
What if they sold the water frozen so that you had to wait a long time to drink it?
I like
and it
my
wouldn't
idea.
Be as tempting.
Better. That happens to drugstores everywhere. Mm-hmm. And we used to do a show from what we called the drugstore district, where you had all the big three, Walgreens, CVS, and the late Rite Aid. Didn't Rite Aid pass away a couple of years back?
I believe right? so. And I think
no.
Rite Aid.
No, there's still some.
There's still some Rite Aids that exist today?
Yes. Last time I was in Maryland, I saw a Rite Aid.
Oh, man. Well, they don't Rite deserve Aid to because they were always the crappiest one of the bunch.
Rite Aid, nay, Drug Fair. I think Drug Fair turned into Rite Aid. Drug Fair was when I was a kid.
And in D.C., we had Peoples.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And also Duane Reade in New York City. Now, that's a store.
And in Glastonbury, we had South Glastonbury Drug. That's how small a town I had. And it was run by Mr. Spencer. Mr. Spencer ran the drugstore. And what's that?
Heroin.
Yeah. He could sell it right at the soda fountain.
Now, you didn't go to Mr. Gower?
We had in South Glastonbury Drug, and I'm not old enough where it's Bedford Falls, all right? Don't get me wrong here, but I'm old. We had South Glastonbury Drug that had the pharmacy in the back, a few sundries that you would have in a couple of aisles, and then you had a soda fountain that my sister worked at, where you could go in and you could get an ice cream soda. You could actually get a real soda fountain. And she was known for making really good sundaes. And you can go in there and get ice cream. Isn't that great? She wasn't known for herself. I may be overstating it a little bit.
I just
bit.
Wish the
okay?
last
affluent,
time
I might be.
I wish the last
that.
Time I saw her and I said, you know, it's really great to see you. How about an ice cream soda?
I just remember that. And Mr. Spencer talked my sister into competing in the product show queen contest, and she was crowned product show queen, and I think got to ride in the on the back of a convertible in the
I
Memorial
would have
Day
nominated
parade.
You.
I came from a small town, guys.
I would have
I
nominated
really
you, Mike, to be product show queen.
I would have gladly accepted.
You're throwing
hello,
candy out.
Hello, possums. Hello, possums. There you go, Dame Michael. That's what I want to be called, Dame Michael.
Mr. Spencer, I can't find my tiara.
So are they going to fix this, or is this just the way
that's,
of the world? They're going
the
to accept it
now, and I guess it's going to spread. But I mean, if you like pressing a button and waiting for some old lady to come give you your Mountain Dew, this is the future.
Well, department stores. Go ahead, Josh.
Go next door.
Yeah.
Go next door. Or what they're doing now in at least I've noticed it in stadiums. I saw it in Toronto and in Baltimore. Is a self-service area where you swipe your credit card walking into the store, you grab your beers, peanuts, whatever you want, and then you just walk out.
So they have
the
like
cameras,
they have a little like self-serve kiosk or whatever in the ballpark?
Yes, and the cameras track you for swiping your card and then whatever you pick up and walk out with. The cameras
kind of that Amazon thing
you.
That they've
yeah, it's
done
like the Amazon
before.
Thing.
Yeah. That's very, very cool. See, I mean, there are ways around this. Use the technology. I think that's what they ought to do.
This is the cheapest way to prevent loss prevention is the button. The big red candy-like button.
Theft.
Yeah, it's theft.
Remember, we don't call it loss prevention anymore. We call it theft because they're stealing, ladies and gentlemen.
And we call them jerks because they ruined it for everybody.
They did. Yeah, they ruined it for everybody, and that's the way of the world. And by the way, they do it in department stores when they have that code where you hear, you know,
pizzeria to the section, right?
When they give you like a weird name that comes over the PA, that's calling security.
You know, my mom was the front end manager of a Safeway for many years in McLean.
Lucky.
It was a great job, and she had a great manager named Pete Marshall that I loved. But
Pete Marshall,
he kind of ran the store the way he wanted to run it, and if an upper management person dropped in, my mom was instructed to get on the loudspeaker and just say, 65 cents, and that way he knew there was a manager coming back to see
He's it. Back in the back smoking weed.
Probably.
Yeah. The regional vice president is here. All right, we got to take a break.
65 cents.
We will take a break and come back. Do you have a side today?
I have a flipping side, yes.
You have a side of flip. We will do that when we come back. You are, and don't forget, save the date, buy the hats. Have some fun. Enjoy your fourth. Don't blow your hand off.
Live Facebook today at 7.
Oh, yes, me.
Yes, you.
Very, very exciting. As all me. My laundry detergent used to come in a big, stupid jug.
Stupid.
And the smell was medicinal. Kind of. It just didn't do it for me.
No.
I switched to laundry sauce. Laundry Sauce has partnered with one of the top fragrance houses in the world. I love they prioritize the scent. I love it. It smells amazing. My favorite scent, definitely Siberian Pine. My whole house kind of smells like the Laundry Sauce now, and I'm not complaining. They've stripped away all the unnecessary ingredients, and they maximized hardworking stain fighters to ensure your favorite clothes come out looking brand new. And it's not just pods. Laundry Sauce makes scent boosters, dryer sheets, dryer balls, fabric softeners, and even candles. Plus, if you aren't happy, send back your Laundry Sauce for a full refund, no questions asked. Elevate your laundry with Laundry Sauce. Now is the time to check it out. Head to laundrysauce.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS at checkout for 15% off. That's the best offer you'll find, but you must use our code. You must use our code, TMOS. I get to a point in some of these commercials where I say TMOS and I trip on it. I call it...
read your red hat. It's right on
I
there.
Call it Bidening out. 15% off your order one last time. That's laundrysauce.com/TMOS, promo code TMOS for 15% off. See, because then we say /TMOS and then promo code TMOS.
You got to use them both if you want to get the full deal.
15% off. Thank you. Now we can play the
Do
thing.
Do it. Flip
play
it.
Hello.
Thing, I appreciate the applause, Mike. Been a while since my buddy the Crickets have stopped by, but I like the applause. The dictionary definition of a smattering of applause.
Absolutely.
Now, Mike, you mentioned earlier in the show today, whether you know it or not, you mentioned Haley Welch.
I did?
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
No. Did I mention like a character she played or something?
No, no. Haley Welch is this lady.
Oh, you got to give him that huck too and spit on that thing.
National
Glad you brought
sensation.
It up. Please, I may have done a dive on it today. Is that it?
That's
being asked sex questions and she talks about spitting on the...
Yeah, it was raging red hot when you were on vacation. So
okay.
I don't expect
All right, that's
you
why
to
I missed it. All right.
It. But there was all kinds of rumors about her. No one could figure out who she was. They didn't know where she worked, what her family was about. Well, this talk show, allegedly, looking from the set, it's barely a talk show, tracked her down. And I said on the show last week, I thought she was cute. I don't think she's as cute when she's wearing a massive cowboy hat.
Okay.
But here is Haley Welch.
Delete all of your social media.
Okay, so I deleted all my social media like 6 months ago due to like personal reasons. I never really got on it or anything like that.
Oh, okay. So it didn't have anything to do with this?
Oh, no. I was long gone before that.
Oh, so you were already gone from social media.
Yeah.
And everyone thought that you deleted your social media because you were like scared of all of this blowing up, but you were gone.
I've been gone from it.
So like, are you going to come back?
I think we're working on that right now.
Because you have a full management team. You have a manager. Now you have a shooter. She comes in with like this big ass camera. Like she's the real deal already. This happened like a week ago. Hey, what were you doing for your job?
Well, I have to sit up and get ready for about 30 minutes. And then I'll just go on and go get me something to eat for breakfast. And then I'll go on to work. But I worked in a spring factory. I'm not a school teacher.
That was my next.
Mike, she works in a spring factory.
Like what kind of springs?
I don't know.
Wouldn't it be bed springs?
Could be. Yeah. I was thinking like maybe also like the big suspension springs in a car.
I kind of like sexy Anne Hathaway over here on the left, you know?
Yeah, you're not supposed to pay attention to her. You're supposed to pay attention to the hat.
I'm a sucker for cowboy boots. I have no idea why the guitars are back there. I find myself
fascinated.
And it looks like they might be doing it like in the section of the Capitol's locker room.
She walked out on a concert over the weekend, so I imagine they snagged her there. Let's finish this up.
Question, because everyone said that you were a teacher and got fired from your job.
No, I'm not even old enough to be a teacher.
I was going to say, because you're 21, I'm like, this is illegal. Who are you teaching?
Exactly.
So you weren't a teacher.
Or a bartender.
So
either one.
And also, I've heard rumors that your dad is a preacher.
My father is so far from a preacher. It's crazy.
So everything has just been made up.
Oh, yeah. None of it's true.
So none of it's true.
That's the because she was talking about bobbing the knob, right? Is that what she was talking about when she did the hawk?
You mean like Gladys Potter?
Oh, you gotta give him that hawk too and spit on that thing.
Spit on that thing. She's referring to
whatever you think she's referring to,
and that's what explodes in popularity in modern America now.
Yeah,
that's
the way Factory is a company that makes garage door springs.
Garage door springs. He's on. Hey, is he on today or is he on today? I mean, he's always on, but I mean, he's a little more on. Hit Soroka more on than he normally is on.
Soroka
and that's
Plus.
Really, really Mike, on. That's the way
I
it
think
is today.
All of us know that garage door springs wear out.
Some things that are just go by in a nanosecond. Please me greatly. Really. Some things just make me so. I wanted to know what kind of spring it was. I really, really did, and he got it for us. Thank
Mike,
you,
Mike. And I are we that. To assume, Josh, that it is called the Spring Factory?
It is called the Spring Factory. Now, I don't know if that's where she works, but that is a company that makes garage door springs.
Oh, my God.
And that makes a lot more sense to me than her, like, behind a conveyor belt bending pieces of metal into springs.
Yeah, exactly. The Hawk Tua girl.
Yes, Mike, the Hawk Tua girl. Let us call her by name. Her name is Haley Welch.
Haley Welch. What a nice name.
Texas, Mike. We talked about fireworks already.
Yes, we did.
There's a town in Texas, Tejas, called Round Rock. And guess what you're not allowed to do there?
Shoot off fireworks?
Exactly. But no one observes this. So what do? You bring in a spokesman to speak to your people. I just don't know if this is the most effective spokesperson for Round Rock, Texas.
Oh, boy. Elmo has something very, very important to tell you. Using or having fireworks in Round Rock is a big no-no. It's really not smart. You could end up with a fine up to $2,000.
Now,
thanks,
all
Elmo.
I can think of is...
Use the Hawk Tua girl instead of Elmo.
I'm thinking that there's someone in Round Rock saying, I'm not going to listen to no red frog telling me not to do fireworks.
Now, let me tell you, if the Hawk Tua girl told me no for fireworks, I'd do some, but I don't know Sesame Street character. Come on. Now,
I'm also thinking about if fireworks were set off inside of Elmo, that would not be good.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, we put the MA-80s in Elmo's head and click, 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 boom.
And also, if, say, Elmo's puppet or Muppeteer were to play with fireworks, God forbid lose a finger.
Oh, absolutely. They call him Stumpy the Puppeteer.
Elmo's arms would be down all the time.
Watch out. Hawk Tua. Hawk Tua, everybody.
And, Mike, I want people to know that before this week is out, I will celebrate America by blowing up another M80 on this show.
Are you going to, now the last time you put it in a vessel, right? You put it in like a trash can?
Yeah.
Is there a way, before you do that, and I think tomorrow will be the day to do it.
Okay.
Is there a way you could put it in something that would enhance the sound? Whatever vessel you could put it in.
I'm thinking what would work is tomorrow, Josh, maybe we'll clip over to a YouTube, an iPhone feed.
Okay.
And I can go into my backyard because it's got a cement patio covered by the deck up top, and I think the enclosure will make it louder. I think you don't want to do it inside because
I'm waiting for you, Josh. Are you? Is that
the bucket?
We're good. We're good with that.
Okay,
I'm trying to think how it would make it more sound.
Well, because
I'm
thinking metal can of some
sort.
Well, that's what we did last time.
We did a metal can last time. We could do a metal can outside.
The one you did inside was a metal can?
Yeah, I could do a metal can outside and hold the mic above it so the sound is more directional.
Do you know what would be better?
What if you put other things in the can?
Like with what?
Change.
Something for it to blow up. Change. Ball bearings.
Yeah.
You know, build a bomb.
I'm not going to build a bomb.
How about this?
Yes.
As opposed to the single M80.
Yeah.
Do you have access to like a string of crackers? Like
Mike,
the fire?
Still...
What's in the other desk drawer?
Only sharp things. I only have a couple explosives.
Those will work.
Do you know where you can get fireworks, Rob?
I don't.
Cost
I mean,
company.
I know where I can get like...
Cost Company is selling them. At least down here they are.
Not in Virginia.
Not in Virginia. We're a backwards state. You used a 10 bar here. You know what
it's
like.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I get it. All right. Well, yeah, we'll do it. We'll do
but
something.
There's always the risk of me losing a finger.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Tune in. That's
I'll play exciting, this right? sound effect on the 4th of July show. I'll play this.
Your applause gives me life.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mike, this is a tape that I will close with. This does not feel like Los Angeles. This does not feel like the second biggest market in America. But as you know, for both of us, we talk live every day. You sometimes misspeak, and you've got to be prepared for that. Well,
yep.
Sarah Welch of KTLA was in Anaheim.
Not to be confused with Haley Welch, the Hawk Tua girl.
Mike, this is a double Welch flip side.
I'm paying attention today.
Thank you very much. This is what she decided to do when she was closing her story in Anaheim.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. Micah, back to you.
Got to play that again for people that might not have caught it the first time. Listen carefully
to Sarah Welch.
We tried to reach out to the man who died in this pursuit. They were unavailable for comment. Micah, back to you.
Yeah, Michael, back to you.
That'll do it, ladies and gentlemen. That's fantastic.
We waited and waited, and he wouldn't say a word.
Yeah, they just could not. You know, the man that passed away is not returning our calls. It's really frustrating. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget, this evening,
yes. It's
Talk to Me Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. West Coast. I will be doing a Facebook Live on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. Get to know me.
Yeah,
I would love to talk to you.
Will you say it more like Tommy Schoberg did?
Get to know me!
Thank you.
We'll see you then. And for Josh Soroka, Rob Spiewak, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody!
So long, folk.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center. All powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go for $1,000 off.